sleep in the subway, darling.
Well, you can sleep in the subway if you've got a Bex mattress with you, can't you, Alan?
I don't know about the subway.
You could solve all of these rough sleeping problems around Melbourne. Well, we've got handing out mattresses.
Well, we've got plenty there to give out that we're throwing out.
Yeah. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good.
I got $1 million idea for Bex, unless they've already thought about it. When you're fitting a fitted sheet to these big mattresses, you know, my wife has got a bit of arthritis in her hands and so forth, cannot lift the corners of those beds up to get the fitted sheet over. If they had a little tuck handle or something like that underneath and you could just lift it up and slide the sheet on, you'd be laughing.
Yeah. I'll tell you, if my wife Maureen would be listening, she'd agree with you.
Yeah.
Because I've got a...
Because they're tight, aren't they, out of the washing machine?
They are. And a lot of them, when they did all these fitted sheets and then they made these deeper mattresses,
yeah,
half of them don't fit.
Oh, they don't fit?
No. So you've got to get deep-fitted sheets, yeah.
That's a good idea, Phil. I like it.
And, Phil, if whilst you're at it, you can think of a way to get the doona into the doona cover without having to climb in.
Oh, yes.
Phil, I'd love to know.
Is there a way to do that, Alan? Any tips there?
No tips.
None. Okay. Your sister was a nun.
She was. That lady there, your lady.
Our producer?
Yeah. She knew Moira.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. She wanted to know how she's going, but Moira left us about 10 years ago. Yeah.
Did she? Mm. Yeah. Now, a caller said there's a large footstool on the start of the Westgate Bridge on the right-hand side. There's cars swerving around it, so be careful. A large footstool. Alan, your showroom, how long have you been there? Because you changed areas sort of in
we were
10
in
years
High,
ago?
We were in High Street, Preston.
Yeah.
That's where Dad bought in the 50s.
Right.
Then when they widened Bell Street, they sold off the land that was there. And he said to me, get out there and buy it. And I went out and bought it. I went back in. He said, what'd you pay for it? And I said, $65,000. And he said to me, you'll never regret it.
Well, you wouldn't either, would you?
They're his words, yeah.
And so that's where you're not there now, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's where you are now?
Yeah.
I came to your showroom and had a lie down. Because you can test them, Emily, in the showroom.
Oh, that's fantastic. And now, Alan, would you do different densities per side for a couple?
We don't do that, but I took a couple of beds down to Black Rock last Sunday week, and they had a king, like Darren, but they wanted two split mattresses because she said he tosses and turns and, you know, drives her mad. But so they still make it up as one, but he's basically got his bed.
Oh, great.
And
so there's a solution.
She's got hers,
yeah, excellent.
It's pretty hard to do a softer springing. You can do it, but your bed would get lopsided pretty quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where do you get all your components from?
Everything's our springing's made from out in Campbellfield there.
Yeah.
They're all Australian made. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the frames and everything, yeah.
One thing that's come into sort of vogue in recent years, I guess, and we first slept on one in America, and that's those mattress toppers.
Yep.
And are they any good?
Look, there's no sense getting a topper if your mattress underneath is not up to it. You could be putting a good topper over a poor mattress. It's like the house. You can have the best house in the street, but the foundations are no good. Down goes the home.
Yes.
So, but these toppers, they're getting them in, and I see them advertised all the time, but you're better off buying a decent mattress as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, if you're buying a topper, you're band-aiding the fact that the mattress has had it.
Now, we're getting a couple of calls saying that, Alan, you said only one point of the two-point explanation of turning the mattress. So point one was what? Turning it over.
Yeah.
Was there a point two?
Well, we like you to go end-to-end as well.
Yeah.
And then go sideways.
Like, oh, end-to-end, then sideways.
Yeah. Cause
how often? Every 6 months?
Well, yeah, you don't have to do it that much, but the foot of the bed gets no pressure whatsoever.
Yeah.
So it only stands to reason if you flip it up end-to-end.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Have you turned yours over yet?
No. We're due for a turn, aren't we? I'll put it in the diary.
That's in our service.
Is it? You come around to turn the mattress?
Yeah, we'll have half a dozen stubbies while we're there.
Do you want me to get out of the bed for you, Darren?
Yes, now you can go home to your own bed. I'm sick of you staying where we are.
Fine.
Now, what about king singles? Are kids just going straight from cots to king singles because us as humans are getting bigger?
They are. We're selling a lot more of them now.
Yeah.
During the week we did one for a lady that's three-quarter size, but only normal length. But that's no good for these boys now. They're all They're all 6 foot two. And
yeah, they are.
Yeah, but as you say, they're going from cots to king singles, yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever get the ones, can you saw the king down the middle because I'm going to the spare room and want to take half with me?
No.
I just thought might have been. Are you open today?
Yeah, Dave is there now.
Is he?
And as a matter of fact, last time I was in, I think David came last time, but I mentioned to you that we're open and just talk like we're doing now.
Yeah.
At 3 o'clock that afternoon, a chap drove in from Maui.
From Maui?
He said, you mentioned these one-sided pillow top things. He said, they're not worth a pie.
Yeah.
And he said to his wife, I'm going up to Beck's bedding. He drove up from Maui.
Good on him. Yeah. And he's a Beck's man now.
He's a Beck's man. He bought it.
Lovely to see you, Alan. You're open today. What's your address?
323 to 329 Bell Street, Preston, just near High Street.
And you and David will be there all afternoon.
We'll be there.
You'll be on the punt. Got a good tip for today?
Not really.
Haven't studied
today,
form.
We'll be watching the races, as Emily often says.
Good on you. Thanks, Alan. We'll see you again.
Good on you, mate.
Tony.